Yeah, the whole environment now, it's quite negative, which I understand. Winning games is great and the world's a happy place, and it's much easier to do my job when you're winning games. But it's also, I enjoy a challenge, and it's myself and my staff, we spoke, it's an opportunity now. We can't do anything about the past. We've got 25 games in the league to still make it a really good season and still get the building blocks moving forward. I signed a 3-year contract. It doesn't come overnight. I think things that mean anything take time. There's ups and downs, and I think back to my time at the club and over the years, and when I first came with Colin Lee and with the relegation with Paul Merson, and when myself and Dean took a young team, and the first 2 years we were just moulding a squad. There's a lot of similarities. As a player, I've been in this position, and I understand the attributes that I needed to get out of it, and they're the skills through experience which I can put over to my players. If someone would have said to me with 25 games, you're in the position you're in, and they give me this group of players, I'd be a very happy person. So for me, there's still lots of positives. The fire is still burning very brightly. I'd love the fans to be the oxygen now to fan that flame. Just stay positive, encourage the group, and then when it starts to turn again, we can all enjoy those good times again together. It doesn't always come. It reflects a little bit of society, I think, if we're going to get a bit philosophical. It's all quick fix, and it's all a bit of a blame culture, but let's just work hard. All you can do when it comes down to it, is work hard. Work hard, trust in your ability, build confidence, build momentum, and build going forwards from Saturday onwards. Just get used to the philosophy, which what we're about. What defines Walsall Football Club? Yeah, we're a technical team, we want to play football, but you know what? We also work hard for each other. I am a forever optimist, and I'm going to keep with those traits because that's what has given me success in my life, no matter what I end up doing. I end up being successful, whatever I put my mind to. I'm damn sure I'm going to be ready for this battle, and I'm hoping people understand that, and myself, the club, the staff, see this as a project, but you still have to be more consistent with our games, and that starts on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Do you see this then as a battle now to avoid the bottom four ultimately?
Not as a battle, just as a battle. Of course, you have to look at that because the run we're on, then it needs to improve. So you can't get away from the fact. But you have to stay positive. It's too easy to give up in life. It's much easier to take the easy option, but that's not what I'm about. And that's not what my players or my staff are about. There's lots of good things happening at Walsall Football Club. I can see it. I've just got to help the fans to see it. And they want to be positive. I know they do. And I understand their criticism. And please keep aiming it at me because I can handle it. I'm used to it from my playing days. But I can also see the fire still burning in my belly. And I can still see a really bright light at the end of the tunnel. And I think the greatest rewards come when you overcome big obstacles. And at the moment, I've got one building, but I'm looking forward to fighting the challenge.